Thank you, Darren, and thank you, Katya, for inviting me here. It's just I haven't read here since 2003, my last book. And thank you for tonight for coming out, of course, to the Canada Council for the support of the series, which I, since I've left Montreal, I've seen as a really extraordinary event on the Montreal cultural scene. What I'm going to read from this new book called The Port Seasonal Rental and just a little bit of description about it. It goes back, it's actually dated as October 30th, 2005 to June 7th, 2006. Around that time and just previous to that, for about two or three years, I literally had almost no time to work on my literary art. And then in 2005, I became writer in residence at the University of Western Ontario in London, Ontario. And for me, going there, because I obviously displaced myself to go there, I ended up in a small little fishing village called Port Stanley on the shores of Lake Erie. And it's actually arguably the largest freshwater fishery in the world. And while I was there, one of the things that for me was really important was because I had not written really at all for about two or three years, was just to attend to the place and time. Something I try to do all the time in the work over the last 40 years, and attend to place, and therefore, which means the physical phenomena around, including the people, and in terms of the quotidian, the life of every day, and in doing so, I gave myself a discipline to pretty well every day, although it's not every day, gave myself a set period of time, usually the mornings, to just write and to work. And to therefore move along progressively in terms of that time. I'll start, actually we're getting close to December 25th, and to me it might be a good introduction for the work. The bulk of what I'm going to read will be towards the spring of 2006. December 25, 2005. No trace or light movement at all this morning, such flat gray to horizon over that crust, snow piled hardened to beach. At all this morning, such that nothing to discern, waveless that, waterless seems this Lake Erie, which has taken to disappearance those who sailed from Bruce for here, Port Stanley today, stiller than still, changeable, a winds transforming, as forecast sitting at zero, and rain turning to snow. There before this cottage perch, Bill and Gail, Don and Connie, Dan, also Jim, departed for family, for feasts, just Lou and Myrtle's waking just there. The morning comes to Telegraph House, after their eve of doors widely open, no to feast and find words and tales. By the ball field too, the morning's flat gray Jackie will move into this day. It is the port's seasonal rental, in an unmoving world wet with melting beach of sand, snow, and sky. That would rise up from the lake, would float to our shores, they know without a glance or turn of the head. From here I will later head down those stairs, call on at the door where Val, her sons, her guests will be shining in the wait, her new home piled with arranged life, windows her pulse glistening to beach snow to this lake. Into January. A sort of mud sand gray, snow weighty wet white, a sort of oyster gray, vague mist line, a clearly farmhouse clapboard blue, transparent but for dirt and frame, to say a deep train station's crimson, now very fine and falling, snow blowing, blue gray green, bearing a pale through a mesh screen, farmhouse blue, a sort of mud sand gray. This book, for the first time, actually not while living here, contains a fair degree of work I've done in French. Le vocabulaire se tourne au bout de cette nuance du naufrage, pêche à ce point où on mène l'hésitation, souffle d'errance du ciel un matin gris clair, tout nuageux à l'allocation saisonnière. Port Stanley, repère crosses me, au chemin d'Acadie, de Guéricomos, Champ, Cantaror, Mirador, there is there. Ces mots bleu-gris, la dérive, Cabrel, le vent, est un souffle, je regarde le blanc, ici à perte de vue. February 20th. Ce que l'on se lève, lumière, quoi qu'il se lance, la ligne en face, que l'horizon perdu,
soit le premier caractère. Que le lac reste en hiver. Que le lac soit d'une surface d'un hiver mémoire. Que le lac mène un rayon caché. Les nuages ceci, moment d'un sujet, point en commun, cas par cas, des voisins du quartier qui soient encore à l'horizon en lumière.
It was only the simple pierce of sun far away, the dark star-filled sky that had given way, the winter heater timed and set that would turn on and off, a simplest of a verb that clarifies the dawn that would hinge rooftops all of the sleep, a village, the sector, the country, blue constancy of Dan's rented home below. The sun took over, but at dawn it was again bleached gray, the light fine crystalline snow, very cold. The dark sky that Soraya, leaving for home, would look up and say, a dark sky, catching what defines name then verb. Just now, the morning sun glances the veranda wood. Notice, just as soon as it's fading, it's gone. It was what ended a simple pierce, a cleaved end to a poem.
I want to go for a walk. I want to sit down outside on my veranda, that strong blue wicker chair. I want to go down to the beach. I want to pass Lou and Myrtle's dogs a-barking. If I say what letter I might carry away, the A that bays across, transposes the leap, le so, cancel that article, stamp, a, away, say, teddy boy, head tilted down, tail up, wagging away, that way I want to go, carry all down to the beach. I want to go for a walk. I want to sit down outside on my veranda, that strong blue wicker chair. I want to go down to the beach. The poem old John Hicks left to us. I'm back from the park. That image line out of Overheard by Conifers. Yeah, yes. Yes, I like that stuff. That, even all a poem might do. I'll see you back here when I make my turn up from our beach to Edith Cavell. Through the gate, my walking shoes breaking through carriage, that thick gray gravel. A stop past the mailbox to see what I've got.
February 27th. C'est la longue péninsule, toujours. Dans les paramètres fenêtres, l'horizon, la grisaille domine mon entente, perte de vue. Un flocon, des averses, qu'on suive le chemin. It's out of port, Union, St. Thomas, mumble, then that not even a word could arrive. This frame, edge off a window, a cottage placed above Bill and Gale's, Dan's, Myrtle and Lou's, Jimmy there closer still by the lake. What can be seen through the fog, gray, not a line comes clear, not that thin line of demarcation, water, cloud, residence of pleasure from chest pushing up, out.
March 1. Each step how? How each beach-washed stone, what each step to the point of frozen dried bass or a clump of clamshells, the blue, the clear, petit à petit, the morning's temperature reads. Each step what each a place that the foot rests on smooth frozen sand, arranged for a pause to attentive, taking carry and support, not a thing, thing a pause at exactly the thin blue horizon line ahead.
A curved moon, associate crescent, space of thought, concept line and live test, leader, weight and bobber, a few dawn moments over this Edith Cavell sector of sleep in houses, this paradise land, catch a throat, a live feed, feel this how, could just a morning air.
March 2 for the writer, Stephen Ross Smith.
The snow-topped roofs of the neighbors' homes, never went to the park, but back from the beach. The snow-topped roofs of the neighbors' homes, and back from the pierside, Jackie in from darts at the Legion. The snow-topped roofs of the neighbors' homes, still that dream tucked in their beds, their beds, their beds. The snow-topped roofs of the neighbors, got back last night from the cooks, burgers, the hunger last night, and pint of Roos, Jimmy, Bill, and Gail, Cheryl, and Danielle, JJ, figure a play, the jukebox,
Mary too, still in reno mode at home. Mary too, Landon, Rob out of the kitchen and dancing, Tara at the helm, Rachel at home with son Jaden. Snow-topped roofs of the neighbors' homes, and breathing is all we have, writes Steve, tongue still aflutter, still flutter. Never went to the park, not yet at the beach, this dawn under white snowfall. There is a path I would that I might seek and find, John V. wrote, and now gone. Snow-topped roofs of the neighbors' homes, a cool steel gray Lake Erie today, still as seldom it be. Never went to the park, but I am back from the park, back from the beach, never went to the beach, but back from the beach, back from the beach, in and out, oh, here in Port Stanley, I'm Jerry Shikatani, I'm back from the park. More than that, folks, March 16th, I'm back. Where did you go, where or where? Cast the eye out to the thin blue line. You'd think it there, the diaphragm still, roiling at the words once written from a peninsula long point we've come to, back from. The port is open. Come on in. The port is a poem all its own, as the season now launches an earlier dawn. L'aube, oh l'aube, brillez l'espace à côté de ces rideaux-là. Port is an open season, a heart deeper than its lake. I am back from the sky. Let's go. March 17th. It is 7:30 a.m. It is a life waiting at the window frame at the deep band of violetic blue or steely blue at the thin line at the horizon. Exactly 7:30 a.m. in the morning. What life it is, a simple, simple life of a sky clear across ice cloud, white, blue, and bluer, silver blade of gull, a wing caught by gold ray. Simple what life it is, exactly in the morning, it is 7:30 a.m., exactly the deep band violetic. I cross the path again. I have woken and crossed the path again. I look out. The lake again. Today near spring, an almost windless surface beneath my eyes look out to the blue horizon line. I wake. I cross this place to make my place right what might cross my way. Even without a wind to move me beyond this place now, irreversible change to this path, there is no revisit what I make here. I cross the path and I will wake, will come, will cross the path again. April 5, stilled into, still a. The lost as pause, how, not a word that is process block, when past dawn already, the stretch to end of azure, sun, still, the still dark night before, now this breath in breach, a clove round hued zero. Zero, march on pavement beneath those concepts above, mark on pavement, stilled into. Still a pattering words to get to the get to into those minutes plus seconds fleeted by when it was in the horn its call that the azure filled to the perte de vue so expansive that Lake Erie friend penciled by birds in survey came thin line horizon aquatic depth unending sky came as keyboard finger greased with desire came with horn with clove zero ablaze. Said that pretty. Said even que. Said escape key, a great adventure. A cottage in pines on granite. Said que that, not placed a cottage, strophe landscaped above. A line floating mark could cold spring lake water floating escape key. Could key that. April 10th, it did come a simple pierce was out of last night, around the bar celebrate, talk, friend, neighbors, birthday of Tara pouring the shots and draft. What a morning is this 10th day of April. Cars still wet with frost beneath a pale blue's bright, lake calm, the blue beneath the firm thin line. I return, the gray in Campagnard blue returns, rust-roofed houses of the sector returns. A point is dawn. A point is cleave right into the drive last night with Dan and Trina at the wheel. And dawn and morning and pale blue pierce is the poetic, the point, lake calm, vanishing point. April 11th, and this is was dedicated to Robin Blazer, the late poet who was based in Vancouver for many years. Now lifts hovering blue dawn, rapid is light lifted, lifting swift, swiftly to ear, pitch, screech, twirl, flight, swift, tweet, sweet, chase, flit, pattern, scrit. How to follow, how to nothing, the page, as is now. How to follow, swirl, papyrus, parchment, page the wages on flesh mark touched enough, call up fact and integer, codices, amulet. Now it lifts blue, gray, nothing, the 11 years, my veranda home, across port every day, my leaving, lyrical twirl of baton to that branch above, that eye flicks, sentimental, all as beaming, slight. Sorry about this. Here we go. April 18th. The news, the way. Again, the sunlit roof past dawn. Affirm me, the affirmed of I. Sight on Lake Erie. Sleep still, the our village. Remarkable wake, the news on, morning. The rough ache in the chest. Hard cough, yet remarkable, affirm me. What is this but the news? Gray squirrel zigs the porch, railing at dawn and Connie's, nose to the wood. Teddy boy's soft fawn coat yesterday came, running, hopped the fence, his nimble pawed roe. No fog and royal of lake like October only, the utter clear pale blue over the waters. This the windless AM, as the port's season signals an ending. Tail wagging, on his lawn, the fawn coat in sun, tail, oh tell all tale. Gail's back from work. Driver's door slams shut, tail, wagging Teddy pooch at her heels. Back door's open. Gail's back from work. Here is the news. A mainly sunny day, they say. May 3rd. The lifted words hilt at the edge of these woods, thin line, a light golden brilliant for Scythia. Take inspire from here to steps across paths. Fall leaves still dry, the new verdant lawns from house to house. That forsythia yellow, forsythia wild, that which my father holding water hose in the mind, bright bloom, light, lifted, in the sky, in the lawn, the heart explosive, that which his, family around his bed, hospital window out to Queen Street, one last soft blow air out, brilliant forsythia, hill, grow wild. One cadmium bush, where water, where line? Sky, no thin blue line, but baby azure a breath, wisps white cirrus, the watery sky, where's lake? Lake Erie, the yellow, caught in sun cadmium, a cadmium bush resplendent, a bright house at the beach. May 8th. Focus to precise the angular of one day, one air by the lake. Ce matin, d'une quelque fraîcheur, regard, comprise par le focus précisé, this pale azure at above, thin light, a brightened weight of fresh water, that I am back from path, the beach. No function but hue, blue, a start of words, the ignited slipping between, tongue and eye, triptych, letters, all paper. Stilled page, lake cam, néanmoins, peut-être calm, éclaircie. And the close of it on June 7th. Metal post, line, a distance, sand lucky. Oh, lucky luck, azure, as open, a rental. To come and back to a line to mark in sand, line thin blue, a lucky deep, water safe nor royal this month, lucky cirrus clouds, lucky, spread, wisp, full heart, went down to the beach, walked along the beach, gravelly, a verbal juncture of telling, saw Connie, saw Myrtle, saw Jackie, talked to Janice, saw JJ, saw Rachel, saw Bill and Gail, saw Jimmy, saw John, saw Vicky, oh luck, saw Earl, Susie, Michelle, and Carmen, saw Rob, oh luck and luck, saw Cheryl, saw Brad, Christine there too, saw Tara, a life, saw Richard at a distance, all this and waiting, we'll see Dan and Katrina, you see I is of no place or name, happenstance that mucks long here, waiting for Erie's royal, lucky, lucky life, bait on the end of your line, nets set out, I've come back from my walk, somebody put the coffee on.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And I guess, I mean, later on, if anybody wants to ask me about those other things that Darren talked about, including the workshops, for anybody who's interested, I'll be here. Thank you. Thank you, Katya, for inviting me here. It's just, I haven't read here since 2003, my last book. And thank you for tonight for coming out, of course, to the Canada Council for the support of the series, which I, since I've left Montreal, I've seen as a really extraordinary event on the Montreal cultural scene. What I'm going to read from this new book called The Port Seasonal Rental and just a little bit of description about it. It goes back, it's actually dated as October 30th, 2005 to June 7th, 2006. Around that time and just previous to that, for about two or three years, I literally had almost no time to work on my literary art. And then in 2005, I became writer-in-residence at the University of Western Ontario in London, Ontario. And for me, going there, because I obviously displaced myself to go there, I ended up in a small little fishing village called Port Stanley on the shores of Lake Erie. And it's actually arguably the largest freshwater fishery in the world. And while I was there, one of the things that for me was really important was because I had not written really at all for about two or three years, was just to attend to the place and time, something I try to do all the time in the work over the last 40 years, and attend to place and therefore, which means the physical phenomena around, including the people, and in terms of the quotidian, the life of every day. And in doing so, I gave myself a discipline to pretty well every day, although it's not every day, gave myself a set period of time, usually the mornings, to just write and to work and to therefore move along progressively in terms of that time. I'll start, actually we're getting close to December 25th, and to me it might be a good introduction for the work. The bulk of what I'm going to read will be towards the spring of 2006. December 25, 2005. No trace or light movement at all this morning, such flat gray to horizon over that crust, snow piled hardened to beach. At all this morning, such that nothing to discern, waveless that, waterless seems, this Lake Erie, which is taken to disappearance, those who sailed from Bruce for here, Port Stanley today, stiller than still, changeable, a winds transforming, as forecast sitting at zero, and rain turning to snow. There before this cottage perch, Bill and Gail, Don and Connie, Dan, also Jim, departed for family, for feasts, just Lou and Myrtle's waking just there. The morning comes to Telegraph House, after their eve of doors widely open, no to feast and find words and tales. By the ball field too, the morning's flat gray Jackie will move into this day. It is the port's seasonal rental, in an unmoving world wet with melting beach of sand, snow, and sky. That would rise up from the lake, would float to our shores, they know without a glance or turn of the head. From here I will later head down those stairs, call on at the door where Val, her sons, her guests will be shining in the wait. Her new home piled with arranged life, windows her pulse glistening to beach snow to this lake.